Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more, and welcome to baseball season. For over 6 months now, the Major League Baseball fans around the country have suffered through another extremely long and generally boring regular season campaign, as many of us have snoozed through these 162 games, plus a wild card game this week, played from April through September just to get us to the final eight teams. Well, it's October, finally, and that means it's time to start paying attention again to baseball, as October's postseason has now arrived for these eight surviving teams. Let's meet the contestants and preview the upcoming playoffs. In the American League, where all games will be televised on Fox Sports 1, or FS1, or the Major League Baseball Network, our first matchup is between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Houston Astros. Let's talk about Tampa Bay. The Rays are going to be your team if you love underdogs.
Bye, bye, bye!
Tampa Bay's 2019 team payroll was the lowest by far in the major leagues this year, only $54 million in salaries. Now contrast that to the most expensive team in baseball, the Chicago Cubs, who didn't make the playoffs, with $211 million in player salaries. The Rays at 54, the Cubs at 211. The team plays in a very quirky 30-year-old dome stadium called Tropicana Field, which has been reconfigured so many times that it now only seats 25,000 fans, because most of the other seats were empty for the last 30 years. Now, a key stat or two. Tampa Bay's pitching is very tough. They have a 3.65 team earned run average, and that's second toughest in all of baseball. The team, though, does not have one single player batting over 300 in the regular season, but somehow they find a way to win without the big name and highly paid stars. Their opponent in this series is the Houston Astros. Now, the Astros are your team if you like to see the top batting team in the playoffs. The Astros bat for a .274 team average. That's number one in the league. And the team has seven, yes, seven players who had 20 or more home runs on the season as well. Now, some key stats about Houston. The Astros feature several future Hall of Famers on the roster. And what's not to like about MVP second baseman Jose Altuve? The 5'5" smiling assassin, he bats nearly 300, and somehow this little guy bashed out 31 home runs this year. And who said the baseball isn't juiced, huh? Add star pitchers Justin Verlander, who was 21-6, Garrett Cole, who was 20-5, and a late season acquisition, Zach Greinke, who was 8-1, and this team's pitchers are the proverbial murderer's row. The Astros are loaded, and they're going for their second World Series ring in the past three seasons. My prediction, Houston in six games in the Orange Juice Stadium series. Houston plays in Minute Maid Park, and the Tampa Bay Rays play in Tropicana Field. Get it? The other semifinal in the American League is the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Let's talk about the Twins. This is the turnaround team of the season in baseball. The team hired the youngest manager in the league, Rocco Baldelli, who just a week ago turned 38 years old. The former Tampa Bay Rays player transformed this team, which went 78-84 last year, up to 101-61 in 2019. They gained 23 wins in just 1 year. The team features a very confident team attitude and led the entire season start to finish in the American League Central Division. Here's some key stats. If you like home runs, hey, you're going to love the Minnesota Twins. The Twins are built on bombing.
Excellent.
And big time. They have the second best batting average in baseball as well. Minnesota blasted 307 home runs. That's a major league record in 162 regular season games. Nelson Cruz led the team with a .311 batting average and had 41 home runs. The Twins' pitching is tough too, with an ERA of 4.18, which is eighth best in the league. Their opponent will be the New York Yankees. The term Bronx Bombers has never been more appropriate to describe this year's team. This Yankees team led the league in runs scored, and they finished a close second behind the Twins with 307 home runs for the season. They've led the AL East for most of the season and have never looked back. Some key stats for the Yanks. Second baseman DJ LeMahieu batted .327 to lead the Yankees this year. He's one of an unheard of 14 different players who hit 10 or more home runs this season. On the pitching side, the Yankees starters give up about 4 runs per game. However, with this team's potent offense, it's easy to see how this team won 103 games for the season. Your Swamp Swami's prediction. This is a toughie. I see an upset. I see the Twins winning in an exciting 7th game. Let's take a look at the National League, where all the games will be televised on TBS. First, it's the Washington Nationals against the Los Angeles Dodgers. For the Nationals, after rallying in the 8th inning of their wildcard win over Milwaukee earlier this week, the Nats have some momentum. They can score runs, 6th in the league, but their pitchers give up a lot of runs too. They're rated 14th in the league. Some key stats for you. The Nationals feature 3 batters in their infield who are all batting over 300 for the season. First baseman Howie Kendrick is at 344, second baseman Astrubal Cabrera is at 323, and third baseman Anthony Rendon is at 319. Pitchers Steven Strasburg came in at 18-6 for the year, and Max Scherzer pitched 11-7 this year. They anchor the starting pitchers for Washington. On the other side, it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, if there was ever a team that could be called the big bad wolf of Major League Baseball, these are the guys. The Dodgers have made it into the World Series for 2 years in a row. Unfortunately, these Dodgers huffed and they puffed, but they couldn't blow down the Houston Astros in 2017 or last season the Boston Red Sox in 2018. Will the Dodgers get their 3rd consecutive chance for a World Series ring in 2019? We're going to find out soon. Some key stats for you. The Dodgers are prohibitive favorites to return to the World Series. They won 106 games in the regular season, have the number one pitching team in the National League. Starters Clayton Kershaw at 16-5, Walter Buehler is at 14-4, and Hyun Jin Ryu, 14-5, give the Dodgers a formidable pitching lineup for opposing teams to battle. Swamp Swami's prediction? Dodgers in 5 low-scoring games. And our final matchup of the final 8 teams, the St. Louis Cardinals will take on the Atlanta Braves. For St. Louis, it's welcome back to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. The Cardinals didn't wow anyone with their offense this year. They finished 23rd out of the 30 major league teams in batting average and 24th in home runs. It's the pitching that has kept the games close, and St. Louis has been finding a way to win. Some key stats. First baseman Paul Goldschmidt leads the team with 34 homers and 97 runs batted in. The Cardinals' starting pitching of Dakota Hudson at 16-7 and longtime stalwart Adam Wainwright at 14-10, they anchor a starting rotation which keeps most games very close. And closer Carlos Martinez with 24 saves stands ready to finish off opponents late in the game. They're going up against Atlanta. Now the Braves won't wow you with overwhelming individual stats. But Atlanta is in the top 10 in pitching, in batting average, runs scored, and home runs. You gotta like their balance. And like Tampa Bay's Rays, this lineup does not feature a list of household names either. Some key stats. This is a very solid team with 5 batters hitting 280 or higher. Ever heard of Freddie Freeman? Me either. The Braves' first baseman leads the team this year with 38 home runs and 121 runs batted in. Pitcher Max Fried led the way this year with a team-leading 17-6 pitching record, including 173 strikeouts, and lefty Mike Soroka at 13-4 had a stellar regular season as well. My prediction in this? I see the Braves in 7 very tight games. We'll see how well old Swamp Swami's predictions hold up. That's it for now. Enjoy the baseball. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.